Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Mal Ozovicki, Nikki H., Hayden J, Marcella, Haimom Garcia, Oren Ben Shabbat, Ida, Adrian Mercer Garber, Sammy, Han Malek, Caroline Rivard, Mammon, Lauren Rowlands, Charlie Laurel, Bree, Rachel Pennebade, Carrie Kawada, Two Imposters, Elias Soper, Casey Ray, Armando Diciano.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
There we go. Okay, one at a time.
This is how we're going to put the musical together.
And a one, and a two. Shot
by a ghost. Okay.
Childhood trauma.
So here we go.
I'm everyone, just angry.
All right, I'll just ask them to pick up a selection.
Great.
Cut to Breakin' and Hope in the nearest booths.
Olay, the five essential oils will probably do the trick. What do you think, Hope?
I'm going to ask what the star gift is this month.
Not a bad shout, that'll get me enough club card points.
I'm going to get a bottle of Head and Shoulders, because I found one on the road the other day.
We do pick up odd roadkill, don't we? But man's got to eat.
The easily digestible sort that wipe away doubt and fear and neatly organise your new world into happy little doorbells. Doorbell!
Who's here at 12?
50 minutes early!
The worker of clay had labelled for decades on that. Labelled, did I say again?
With his label maker of doom.
Ah, God, I'm knackered. I've been doing all of this labelling.
Delicious water. I mean, you're still listening to me drink water, so it's not that much less disgusting, but...
The problem is that you're human.
Yeah, I know, and humans are gross.
Just set that aside.
Gross meat sacks. We're all disgusting meat sacks.
Speak for yourself.
Sorry, I forgot how glorious and chrome you are, Alex.
That's right.
Now it's just a matter of narrowing down the specifics of job.
Gertrude's been on the sauce.
Little digital researches as well as cemented my belief in North America.
I went to Egypt once with the Royal Society, to the temple of Ramses II in Abu Dhabi.
You can lean.
Here's the thing, yeah. You can lean just as long as you stay leaning. Yeah. It's when you do this. Johnny does this all the time. Yeah. And it's just like, that's
and just get a bump.
Fuck you, Johnny.
Garbage. Right, should we try this?
God, he drags the rest of us down.
I know, like, if you remove him from the Magnus Archives, what you're left with is a glorious Mrs. Brown's Boys clone. But he was like, no, let's make it a horror.
War wanker.
Right. Careful of enunciation.
Okay.
You went a bit London on me. You dropped a few T's and so on.
It's never happened in the whole of my life. I'm quite excited.
Goodness.
You've been here 15 years. This is great.
You've been consistently dropping a T.
Will she be coming back? Nah!
Leave that. You're having a laugh, ain't you?
So cool. Thought you might arc away home.
Go bleeding blimey, governor.
Can we just telegraph that to the audience as well? A version that's just almost over the top. Push it.
You don't quite want a... but that sort of thing.
Well, me neither. But here we are. So my proposal for you is this. Either kill me or fuck off.
No, he did
not.
I swear.
Tim! I might be an eldritch monster, but that is unacceptable.
In eldritch horror lore, this is not part of the process.
We aren't here effing and cheffing like a common street harlot. This is the Institute, damn it. We have decorum.
You'll say blimey and you'll be glad of it.
Yes. Maybe a darn if you're feeling lucky.
We're all secretly allergic to you, Alex. It's just some of us forget to take our antihistamines.
I hate Johnny. I hate that he's written every single word I can't pronounce in a single statement.
I hated the cufflinks.
What? Fucking cufflinks.
I hate your cufflinks.
The dress uniforms as they gave out the medals, and it's like, why? I like my These cuffs were, flappy.
They were a gift from Mr. Spider.
Fucking novelty cufflinks. Just brings down the tone.
I like to think that Peter's gone off kayaking with Tim now.
Yeah.
I also weirdly think Pete's an amazing dad to Tim.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's kind of awkward because Peter would much rather be kayaking alone.
Yeah, but Tim was so oblivious, he would be there forever and never realise.
Just accidentally nurturing.
Just, hey, Peter, you want to go do this?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I'm going antiquing. Sounds fun.
I'm not interrupting your book, am I?
Peter Lucas is the dad that doesn't like the son. But still pays for college, all of the clubs, drove him to every single thing, and objectively was actually quite good to be around. What am I doing? Okay, you're all good. Mm-hmm. Just a record.
Oh, sorry, Peter, I think I DVR'd over that documentary you wanted.
Oh, it was the trains one. I know you like that.
I think that works.
That's
1-5-4 is complete. Ba da 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 da. There's two fucks in it. Da 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 da.
That's our quota for season 4.
Yep.
And maybe season 5.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.